the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio. On the heels of what was an epic Mega Slam, we welcome you to SummerSlam. And, of course, our coverage of that big event in Brooklyn, New York. Welcome to Rant EM Radio's coverage of SummerSlam here on RantEMRadio.com. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, iTunes, Podbean, Facebook, Twitter, The Roku, so on, so on, and so on. My goodness. Hi, everybody. I'm Double A, being joined by Tony C.
Hey, yo.
And, of course, the man they call Surfer.
Good evening.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to our coverage.
Sorry, Double A, but I've gotten a complaint.
Already?
They're kind of upset that we didn't go on the air to talk comic books today. So.
Oh, well, that's unfortunate. Next Sunday, What Are You Reading? We'll be back on the air.
Comic book show. Yeah. We'll be back.
Oh, man. Well, what can I say, guys? It's in the books. Mega Slam is in the books. It's officially in the books. And now it's time to talk SummerSlam.
In a book that Rage and never read.
I know, right?
Pretty much.
Oh, man. Lots to talk about. Four-hour spectacle tonight in Brooklyn. And that's pretty much what it's going to be. It's a spectacle.
Yeah.
I think all of us are still on a high here of what just happened.
Of the humbling that just took place.
You know, it was one day we made, WrestleMania a big deal. Now we're making SummerSlam.
Well,
a big thing too.
I gotta tell you, if it wasn't for us, because we've been planning Mega Slam now for 4 months, if it wasn't for us, WWE wouldn't have such a huge event tonight.
Yeah.
Remember, we came up with this idea first.
They took it from us. They tried to, at least.
They tried to.
They piggyback off knowing what we was putting together, and they said, hey, let's make it to a big event, too.
Exactly. Now, of course, if you're listening to us live on Rant EM Radio, you can definitely follow us on Twitter at Rant EM Radio, where we're going to have match results throughout the night, and, of course, on the website, rantemradio.com. And, of course, chat with us over the course of the next 4 hours or 5 hours, as it seems, because we're going to be on the air till we'll be back at 11 o'clock, and then we'll have a post show at that point. But my goodness, if you missed Mega Slam, all right, and you want to listen to it as opposed to the commentary of SummerSlam, we will rebroadcast Mega Slam at 7 p.m. here on Rant EM Radio. So there you go.
There we go.
SummerSlam, folks. SummerSlam. Tony C, you excited?
I was more excited for Mega Slam than SummerSlam. But,
everybody's saying that.
You know.
Everybody's saying that they're more excited for Mega Slam. Now, of course, this caps off a huge weekend for the WWE. Last night was NXT TakeOver Brooklyn, which was an epic show. Epic. One of the best events I had seen in a long time for the WWE. Massive crowd of 16,000 fans. You should expect the same crowd tonight,
including
at the Barclays
Rage.
Center, including Rage. Anything in particular where we're looking forward to tonight? Jon Stewart, of course, the official host of SummerSlam.
Well, not that I'm looking forward to it, but, you know, I have to keep a close eye on that Stephen Amell match for my show next week. So,
Of course.
It'll
be one of the few times they're going to talk wrestling on the comic book show.
Yeah.
So, I guess we should get right to it, right? 954-889-7268, AA The Rant. All one word on Skype if you want to call in and chime in on what we're going to talk about and give your prediction. And, of course, if you're in the chat room, we'd love to see your predictions as well. Let's get right to it, folks. We've got 10 matches to talk about, and we kick things off with a tag team, or not a tag team, a singles match, and with a feud that's been going on now for a couple of months. It's the returning Dolph Ziggler. He will go one-on-one against the Bulgarian Brute Rusev. Summer Rae will be in Rusev's corner. Lana will be in Dolph Ziggler's corner. Tony C.
Going with Rusev on this one.
You're going to go with Rusev?
I start building him back up as that super heel character, so I believe I'm going to go with Rusev.
And by the way, SportsCenter been broadcasting live throughout the day from the Barclays Center. Jonathan Coachman on location. Don't be shocked if you don't see the coach somewhere on television tonight. You know, with that, we say hello also to Scott before we get surface prediction.
Good evening, fellas.
Well, real quick, Scott, we didn't hear from you during MegaSlam. Your thoughts?
Oh, it was fantastic. Dave just paced himself. Good job, Mega Powers. Rage, you know, I thought you were going to hurl that quite a few times, but you put up a good show, Rage. Good job.
Now,
good job all around. Thank
right.
you guys for hosting it.
Now, if you cannot wait for us to go and edit the video, you can watch the video replay of MegaSlam on YouTube now, and it is available for you to watch.
Rage, if I can suggest one thing before Surfer gives his prediction, pull a Eric Bischoff when Piper after Starrcade 96. Get rid of all the video
and all the evidence.
All the evidence. Put magnets to everything.
I pre-ordered the DVD with all the extras. It's called the Blu-ray with pineapple, just like day one with the pineapple pizza.
Goodness.
Can't wait to get it.
All right, Surfer, Rusev, Dolph Ziggler.
Now, I wouldn't be surprised if Rusev wins, but I'm thinking you bring back Ziggler, all that for him to lose. I'm going to go with Ziggler because if he loses, then I get it. Rusev is high on the totem pole, but I just think he should at least get the comeback win. So I'll go with Ziggler.
What about you, Scott?
I'm gonna go with Ziggler, but I feel it should have been a mixed tag match. Put Summer Rae and Lana in the ring with them.
That probably is coming next, though. There's a good chance that that'll be next.
I'm tired of Lana and Summer Rae slapping each other. Why don't you get into the ring and fight?
Exactly.
I'm going with I'm going to go with Ziggler on this. I think Ziggler's on a high, and we don't want to piss off the fans in Brooklyn too much. We don't want a repeat of the Royal Rumble, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
So I'm going with Dolph Ziggler on this one. Let me go back to my lineup here. The next match is a three-team Divas tag team match. Team Bella, the team of Paige, Charlotte, and Becky Lynch against Team Bella, which is Nikki and Brie Bella and Alicia Fox, versus Team PCB, which is Paige, Charlotte, and Becky Lynch against Team Bad, the pairing of the former NXT Women's Champion, Sasha Banks, Tamina, and Naomi. Tony C., we'll start with you.
I'm going with my heart says Team Bad should win.
Uh-huh.
But my WWE mind says that Team Bella's going to win with Nikki Bella getting the pin or submission. Well, the pin, because she does rack attack. So that's my pick.
What about you, Surfer?
I think Charlotte's going to be the last diva standing.
So you think she's going to take out the other eight? Well, it's an elimination match. That's right. It's an elimination match. I forgot about that.
Wait, does the whole team get eliminated?
Or it's
the whole team gets eliminated.
The whole team. Then it's picking a team, yeah. I'm going to go with Paige's team.
You're going with Paige's team. Okay. And you, Scott?
I'm going to go with Team Bella, but I feel the way they should have did this match is the first pin should have been your team's eliminated, and then the next two teams should have been Survivor Series rules elimination. Mm-hmm. That would have made it more interesting and fill up 4 hours a little bit better. But I think the Bellas are going to win this.
Now, of course, on the WWE kickoff, John Cena is currently conversing with Jon Stewart, who is the former host of The Daily Show. They're talking about his match that he's going to have later on with Seth Rollins, and we'll get into that in just a little bit. I'm going with Team PCB on this one. I think the faces are going to get over on this one because there's two heel teams. The face naturally would be the underdog, and I'm going that route. I'm going with the underdog, which would be Paige, Charlotte, and Becky Lynch. Let's see who's what they say in the chat room here. Let's see here. Well, they're not saying much in the chat room. The chat room is still reeling over MegaSlam. They just can't get that out of their minds, you know? In a match that probably is going to be epic, but of course, one combatant might be hurting after last night. Kevin Owens goes one-on-one against the Swiss Superman, Cesaro. Let's start with Surfer on this one.
Kevin Owens.
Think Kevin Owens is going to come out victorious, even though that he took a one hell of a beating last night?
Yeah.
I mean, he was roughed up real good last night.
Now, it's possible he may just walk away from the match, but if he doesn't, he'll win.
Scott.
I think it's going to be a double count out of some kind. A disqualification win. Probably Cesaro by disqualification.
Now, despite who wins, where do they go after this?
What's the next pay-per-view?
Night of Champions.
Would that leave them?
I don't know where they would go after this. A submission match?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting to see what either combatant does, you know, after this.
Fight.
Yeah. Tony C., what do you think?
I'm going with Kevin Cesaro. Kevin Owens.
You're going with Kevin Owens?
Kevin Owens. We'll get the win. No, double A, let me change that. Cesaro, because he hasn't had a lot of wins lately. So, Cesaro.
All right.
Cesaro.
I'm going to go with Cesaro as well. And it won't take away from Owens. I don't think it will. You know? But we'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens there in Brooklyn. In a match that's piqued Surfer's interest, Stephen Amell and Neville will face Stardust and King Barrett. For that, we go to Surfer. Now, Stephen Amell said that he's going to be dressed as Arrow. That's going to be his ring gear.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if Neville took the loss for the team. If that doesn't happen, then, yeah, I go with them for the win because I don't see why Stephen Amell would get in the ring just to get beat up on. And he's not going to be in the ring much, so.
You don't know that. I mean, the guy was very athletic. We saw him hop in the ring the other day and beat the hell out of
Stardust. Yeah, he knows some parkour.
Yeah, the parkour is a big deal, man.
That doesn't mean he's strong enough to pick these guys up in the ring.
Oh, please.
But, you know, new season of Arrow coming up, so.
Makes sense, right? Go out on a high note. Good press for Arrow.
Oh, yeah.
All right, what about you, Tony C? Tony? You're by an airplane, Tony.
What? Double A, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Stephen Amell and Neville versus Stardust and King Barrett. Who are you going for?
Oh, you asked me. Okay, my bad.
Yeah, I'm asking you.
I'm going to go with... I'm going to agree with Surfer. The Green Arrow's team is going to win.
All right.
With the Green Arrow probably getting the pin.
Yeah. Okay. What about you, Scott?
I'm going to go with the Arrows. Green.
You're going with the two Arrows?
Yep.
All right. It makes sense. I'm going with the Arrows as well. It would be silly to have Stephen Amell come in and lose, but it's not completely out of the realm of possibility to have him lose with a roll up or something very simple. But I have a feeling he's going to get roughed up. I think they're going
to bad.
I think they're going to rough him up a little bit. I kind of smell it.
You know, if he loses, he'll Batman will never let him live it down, so.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll have to wait and see, right? Let's see. Next match on the card. Look at that. We're four matches in. Six to go. By the way, we want to remind everybody that you can chat with us during the course of the event. We'll be in the chat room all night long. Then we'll have a post-show at 11 p.m. Currently, the show hasn't even started. The number one trend in the world right now is SummerSlam. Look at that. We're not even on the air yet. We're going to recap the fallout from SummerSlam and MegaSlam and all that stuff this Tuesday night on The Rant. And, of course, on all the other shows on the network throughout the week. I'm sure it's going to be one hell of a week on this network. So you definitely do not want to miss out on any of the shows. WWE Tag Team titles will be on the line in a fatal four-way contest. The champions, the primetime players, will defend against Los Matadores, the Lucha Dragons, and The New Day. With that, we start with Scott. Scott, a lot of teams, a lot of guys in the ring. A lot of high-flying. There's going to be fisticuffs flying all over the place.
I'm going to go with the Dragons on this one.
You think it's their time?
Yeah, I think it's that time. I think New Day and Primetime Play is going to eliminate each other, and it's just going to be it's that time. You know, the quickness is going to pay off.
So if the Dragon wins, you think El Torito will go with them?
I hope El Torito goes to the slaughterhouse so I could eat his ass on my next dinner plate.
We can use the meat for the next challenge.
Yeah.
You know, Surfer laid it down already. Surfer challenged Dave to a cheesesteak eating contest. So
I'm going to challenge Surfer to a pierogi eating contest.
I don't know, Surfer, do you do pierogies?
No.
He does.
Listen, I'm not a big eater, okay? I can admit that. But in the spirit of fun, would I have a belly filler contest with somebody? That's what we call those two-foot steaks. Sure.
All right. Well, you see, here's the problem, though, with what you're suggesting. All right?
Mm-hmm.
You want a two-foot cheesesteak, right? That's the premise.
Something like that.
Okay. We'd have to find something, the equivalent, up in New York.
Nope. Not even a New York steak. It has to be Philadelphia.
The quality is going to, you know.
You get the right steak from Philadelphia, take it up, heat it up. It'll
Important
take
security
good.
Message.
Hold on.
Call the number provided as soon as possible.
Leave this page.
You will be guided for the removal of the adware spyware virus on your computer.
We got some problems here with my computer.
Seeing these pop-ups means that you have a virus installed on your computer, which puts the security of your personal data at a serious risk.
Stay on this page, okay?
Important security message.
Hold on, we're getting there.
Please call the number provided as soon as possible.
All the pop-ups are blocked.
You will be guided for the removal of the adware spyware virus on your computer. Seeing these pop-ups means that you have a virus installed on your computer, which puts the security of your personal data at a...
There we go.
That is the virus. Jesus.
Can you believe that nonsense?
She is the virus.
Thank God. Thank God for... for
virus.
Thank God for Norton, okay?
Better than getting...
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Norton will clean that up real good.
Because I've gotten the FBI virus, and this is not funny.
Not all right. Anyways, where were we with this? So, Scott says the Lucha Dragons. Tony C.
New Day rocks. New Day rocks.
You're not going to give up on the New Day.
Heck no, we not.
All right.
Future tag team champions, don't you dare be sour. Put your hands together and feel
the power.
The power.
Oh, man. Now, Tony C., do you dance like they do when they go to the ring or skip or anything like
that?
You do?
Yep.
We need video.
The way Kofi does it. Sure does.
We need video of that.
That's how I walk into work.
Man, oh, man.
Like the New Day.
Is it me or because we've been seeing these teams in the ring against each other over and over for the past 2 months? The interest in this match is just like at an all-time low. Like you don't
not
feel
really
build up, like no excitement for it.
You know what? I get
it. Wins.
I'm excited because here's the deal. I find the guys entertaining.
So, okay, I find them some of them entertaining too, and I just find some of them there just to give them something to do. Like the prime time player, I would like to see them keep the belts for a little while because, you know, they've been there the longest and they didn't get that run the first time they was together. So I'm going to go with the prime time because I want to see them have an extended run.
Okay. I'm going with, I think the New Day is going to take it. They're on fire, I think, right now. And they've got the most supporters and everything behind them. So. Right, Tony?
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Sorry about that. I stepped away for a second.
No problem. Anyways.
What patch are we on now?
Look at this. They're talking about this reported virus on my computer. There's no virus on the computer, people. If I had a virus, the computer wouldn't be working.
Oh, that is nope. The
well, I know, but there's nothing, you know, there's nothing, you know. Anyways. Like I said, thank God for Norton. I used to use McAfee, but then, you know, Norton, well, I got this Norton for free, so.
Through Comcast?
Yeah. Might as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
Might as well. Next match on the docket. Another tag team match. A lot of tag matches on this card. Thaddeus Long must be spinning in his grave, and he's not even dead. Bray Wyatt and Luke Harper versus Dean Ambrose and Roman Reigns. I'm going to start with Tony C. on this one.
And this match is which match? Double? I'm sorry.
Bray and Luke versus Ambrose and Reigns.
Oh. I'm looking at the Wyatt family should win, but Ambrose and Rollins probably going to be the one winning.
What about you?
So go with Ambrose and Rollins.
Okay, what about you, Surfer?
I'm going with the fam.
You're going with the family, okay? What about you, Scott?
Like Tony C., I feel it should be the Wyatts winning. But they're probably going to be pushing Ambrose and Reigns.
Well, here's...
That's
when. Ambrose and Reigns as a team doesn't mean anything. It's not like they're going to stay together as a team. They're just helping each other out. At some point, they're going to turn on each other.
Right. Well, here's what I think is going to happen. I'm going with the Wyatt family, I think. And I would even go out on a limb... And say that Dean is going to turn on Roman and join the family.
What?
I'll take that that leap. Hey, right? I'm allowed to be adventurous sometimes on this network. So, yeah.
Do you see Bray? I mean, not Bray Wyatt. Do you see I'm blanking on his name. Dean Ambrose.
Yep.
Being a second fiddle to somebody else?
No, I see him just being a team member and being, uh-oh, Kevin Owens is invading the set here on the pre-show. And let me see. Can we get audio, por favor? Here we go. Here's some audio from WWE, from the WWE Network. Here's Kevin Owens invading the kickoff set. If the video would play. Come on, come on, come on, come on. And of course, now he can't get video. Well, he's talking to Booker T. And here's one, because as hard as he works, as great as he
looks, I'm the complete opposite.
That's it.
And yet I'm here. And Byron,
you know what I'm going to do?
There we go.
This is our section tonight, Byron. I'm going to turn them into the silent section. Because once I beat Cesaro in the middle of that ring, I don't think they're going to be cheering too much. You dig that?
Yeah.
Well, never know what's going to happen here.
And he took the man's Mountain Dew.
But in another rivalry that also culminated down at NXT, we have the Divas.
Well, there you go. He took the man's Mountain Dew. What can you do? Where were we? Let's see here. Okay. Yeah, I think Ambrose is going to turn on Roman and join the family. And he may be not a figurehead, but he's going to be a key player with Bray now. That's what I think. I don't know. What do you guys think?
It's a possibility, but didn't push to Ambrose, and I can't see him just going into a sort of like a clique like that, like a group faction, but what is it called? Stable.
My thing is, Ambrose is so hot right now, like to turn him heel.
Is he really hot, though?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he lost
the crowd loves him
as of late, but you give him another title run and people have a feeling that he actually have a chance to win. I mean, that was the thing. I thought that he got into a feud with Ambrose too soon. Like, they'd have waited to WrestleMania next year between those two. Dean Ambrose would be, like, on fire.
All right. Well, the next match on the card, triple threat match for the Intercontinental Championship. Ryback returning from a staph infection, defends his championship against The Big Show and The Miz. Let's start with, we'll start with Surfer.
Ryback has to win this if he wants to be taken serious as a serious competitor.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He really hasn't had any real title defenses. He got hurt, so he really has to come out on top and come out convincingly on top.
Scott?
I agree with Surfer. Ryback has to win this one to be taken seriously. As in, you know, even for a future push down the road, he has to win this match. Got to be Ryback.
Yeah. Tony?
I'm going with The Big Show. My dark horse.
And why is that?
Because he needs to be relevant and win this title. I'm tired of him losing. This is just a personal WCW thing. They shouldn't do him like that. So he needs to win. He should win.
Speaking,
I'm going with a Big Show for emotional reasons.
Speaking of Big Show and WCW, Nitro is available on the WWE Network through September 28th, 1997. However, Tony C., your episode, your favorite episode, is not there. The September, what is it, the September 9th edition? Or the September 8th edition of Nitro It would be an honor. That one's not there. Tony C just had a heart attack and dropped dead.
They're playing peekaboo with that episode.
Hopefully the remaining 1997 episodes will make their way to the network here in the days.
It's just like last couple of weeks, they've just been like, okay,
teasing.
Here's two, here's one, no, here's three, here's four. Like, just freaking put them all up there.
And I've been eating them up, too.
Yeah.
I've been eating those damn things up.
And Double A, who do they have to pay to get Voodoo Child? Jimmy?
Probably family? Jimmy.
Gotta pay the state, yeah.
Probably Jimmy. And they probably gotta pay an arm and a leg, and it ain't worth it to them.
Freaking dumb. No, because it's funny. It's this June 16th episode of Nitro. You see the limo pull up, and yeah. You hear freaking NWO music. That's not a freaking real music.
Tony, not everything can be perfect.
Really overcooks my grits.
I'm just happy I got to see some great Mean Gene moments. Hey, my mother-in-law is watching this.
Mean Gene was classic.
Yeah. I'm going with Ryback on this one. I think it'd be silly for Ryback to lose because really, it makes no sense to have Big Show or The Miz as champion right now.
Why not? Why the Big Show couldn't be Intercontinental Champion?
Because he's already been Intercontinental Champion. And so is The Miz.
One time?
No, but still, Ryback, if Ryback loses the title, he really didn't have a run because so far since he's been champion, he was out with that staph infection. So, I don't...
Like, every time he supposedly tried to defend it, it was some kind of joke between him and The Miz and The Big Show getting involved. So he really hasn't had a legit match.
Yeah. So, we'll have to see. Definitely have to see. Next match. And, of course, if you want to call in, the lines are open, 954-889-7268, AA The Rant, all one word on Skype. And remember, we'll be here at 11 o'clock with the post-show recapping everything that went down. And we'll also hear how Rage's behavior was during SummerSlam after his defeat.
And when will this post-show replay? The one we're doing now?
The what? The Mega Slam?
No, the post-show we're doing right now.
It'll probably replay later on tonight.
All right. See, two post-shows for the price of one, people.
Exactly. Let's see. Next match on the docket. WWE World Heavyweight Champion Seth Rollins defends his title against the WWE United States Champion, who also defends his title. It's a winner-takes-all match. John Cena versus Seth Rollins. Cena returning after a massive facial injury when he got his nose parked under his eye about a month ago from Seth Rollins. Let's start with Scott. Let's start with Kid Human on this one. Who are you taking?
I don't know. I don't think they're gonna give one person two belts. I say Sheamus is gonna do a run in and get involved in the cashing in somehow.
Now that brings up a very valid question. If Sheamus gets involved in this match, much like how Seth Rollins got involved in the match at WrestleMania, if Sheamus wins by chance while the match is still going on, does Sheamus walk away with both titles?
No, I don't think he can.
Why not? He would be included in the match.
Yeah, but his contract is only for the world title.
This is what we call a loophole, people.
You could be right. You know, it could be if he did what Rollins did and joined the match in progress, that he could get both belts if he won.
That'd be very interesting. You should
get both belts.
First of all, whoever wins is going to give up one of the belts.
I don't think so.
Yeah,
I don't think so. I think if they have a dual champion, it's going to be that way for a little while. Why not? We haven't had a dual champion in a minute.
I mean, unless this is the way of getting rid of the United States.
Right. Look, Sean, the last time I can recall, at least in the WWE, was that Shawn Michaels was the World Wrestling Federation champion at the same time that he was the European champion.
And he didn't have to give up the European belt.
Nope.
He laid down for Triple H.
Yeah, he laid down for Triple H.
Actually, his MVP was tag team and U.S. champion at the same time.
Okay, there you go.
He didn't give it up.
Oh, you can be tag team champion.
That's a little bit different than what we're talking about, though, I think. I think if you're a tag team champion and you hold a singles title, it's different. Because John Cena was the WWE champion when...
Yeah, he was the world champion and the half a tag team champ.
So, Surfer, who are you going with?
Well... If there's no mannequins, it'd probably be Cena.
Even though that he's got a new shirt out already that says he's a 15-time champion?
Yeah, well, he'll get a new shirt for that, too.
I don't know.
I get the feeling if he wins, he's not going to hold the belt long.
Shirts are a lot like stickers, Surfer.
Yeah, I haven't read the stickers for today, so...
Tony C. Tony? All right, let's go to Scott then.
I already went.
Oh, you already went? Already, okay. That's right. You said Sheamus. It could have a run in. I'm going with Rollins here, and I think Rollins is going to take the U.S. title. What about you, Tony?
In my pick, sorry, Double A, I had to run him.
No, go ahead, no problem.
Catch my wife.
Shenanigans will take place.
Can we go in a no contest? That's what I hope happens.
If you want.
But if I have to pick a winner, logically, it'll be John Cena. Hate to say it, but he already tapped him out, so.
Okay.
Now, does Kane or J&J show up?
No. Well, wait a minute. That's not out
Triple
of the
H
realm.
Could get involved, too.
That's right. Triple H could get involved. It's not out of the realm of possibility, Surfer.
Because they've been MIA now, and I know it's supposed to have been hurt because of...
Brock Lesnar.
Lesnar. It's been like a month, so...
Well, it's been a couple of months. It's been a couple of months now.
Somebody should have healed by now.
I know. Randy Orton...
Well, what did Triple H cost Cena the match?
Oh, well, then that's a different story, too.
Yeah, I mean... That just means that John Cena will feud with Triple H. Not necessarily dumb in the ring, but...
Right.
Yeah.
Trying to get rid of the authority again.
The authority. Anyways, Randy Orton, Sheamus, one-on-one in a rematch from their SummerSlam match a few years ago. Let's start
right back where they started.
Right back where they started. We'll start with Tony C on this one. And I believe Sheamus was the heel back then, too.
God. Sheamus... By DQ.
Sheamus by DQ, okay. Surfer?
Yep. Are you entertained? No, Orton by DQ.
Orton by DQ. Okay.
Orton, because Sheamus, he can absorb the losses since he does have the briefcase.
Okay.
Like, whatever he does, whatever he loses, doesn't matter.
Right.
Once he gets that title, it all washes away.
Which is dumb.
Right.
You can't beat nobody, but the belt gives you the power to beat people. Okay.
The way they always book.
Not always.
Rich Brennan.
Sometimes people with that briefcase got clean wins.
Right. Rich Brennan currently interviewing Sheamus on the WWE Network about his match with Randy Orton. Scott, who
where
you going?
They find this guy with a comb over part?
I got to tell you, I talked about this on the call-in show. last night for the 2 minutes that I was on. I thought Rich Brennan did one hell of a job last night during TakeOver. He was the announcer.
Yeah, but that hair, double A.
I know, the hair is, well, he's got to work on that hair. And look at those ears, by the way. Look at those earlobes. They're droopy.
You know, the briefcase hasn't been dented yet. I mean, Sheamus hasn't been putting any work in on that briefcase, because by now that briefcase is beat up.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's a smaller version of the one they used to have. That
really?
Edge.
Really?
And Kennedy
so.
Had.
I don't
it's
think
usually
so.
Dented and wet and pissed on.
That's a Mongo Halliburton.
I don't know. But I don't know. Scott, who are you going with, Sheamus or Orton?
I'm going to go with Orton because, as I said, I feel Sheamus is going to be cashing in later tonight. So Orton will get the win, Sheamus will get a belt.
That brings up a valid point. The person carrying the Money in the Bank the night they cash in generally has a losing effort if they had a previous match. That's a stat that everybody should be aware about. I'm going to go with Sheamus. I think Sheamus, even though it really doesn't make any difference whether he wins or loses, I think he's going to go over on Orton because really Orton doesn't... I don't know. What the hell are we supposed to do with Orton after this? Nothing. Let him put him on the shelf. You know, that's where I want to put Orton, at least for the time being.
They'll probably have like a four-way or something. Orton probably. Night of Champions.
Yeah.
Orton could get involved with Kevin Owens.
And Night of Champions. Yep. Well, I don't know. He was there last year.
JoJo now talking to Stephanie McMahon about last night. So, yeah. All right, let's see here. Main event of the evening in a match that I would venture to say that will run close to an hour. The Undertaker against Brock Lesnar. Let's start with Tony C.
Can you save me for last, Double A? Can
all
I go
right.
last?
Okay. I know you
got man up, man.
You gotta, man I know. You probably got to. He's got to gather his thoughts. He's got to gather his thoughts. Surfer.
My prediction is Tony C will be in tears by the end of the night.
You think so?
Yeah.
And why is that?
Because Brock Lesnar is going to lose.
Okay. Scott.
Does it really matter because...
I think
Brock
it does.
Ain't going to be seen till Royal Rumble. Taker ain't going to be seen till Mania. Whoever wins is disappearing, so it really doesn't matter who wins.
Not necessarily. I believe. Not necessarily.
Taker.
I think both have been penciled in. I don't know about Undertaker so much, but I think Brock was penciled in to work a couple events here in September.
Oh.
I think. I'm not sure, but. But you know, I don't think that it's just gonna. They're just gonna vanish. At least not Brock.
Well, I think they'll give it to Taker. But my question is, how many suplexes can the man take before he just breaks in half?
Oh God! Yeah, it's gonna be. I don't know, man.
Did you hear what my brother said?
I heard something about shoulder. Yeah.
He said it before his shoulders fall into his hips.
Yeah, that's going to happen. Uh-oh. It's Neville and Stephen Amell in the social media lounge with Tom Phillips. Let's go. Can we go up to the WWE Network and get some audio from them? Here we go. Oh, no, that's coming up next after this commercial break.
And what match? Are they having a pre-show match?
No. No.
Okay, so I
go ahead, Tony.
For me to
go ahead, Tony.
Dissect this.
Yeah, dissect it.
This atrocity main event that they laid at our feet. Of course, Brock Lesnar should win, and is going to win if they truly do what's best for business.
Okay.
And if that's not just like in the words of Kevin Nash. Something they go around to in these arenas saying as a, some kind of catchphrase, to quote the great Kevin Nash. But what's best for business is Brock Lesnar winning.
Your business.
Business, period. Surfer, how can you sell a old decrepit man once again beating somebody that was a former... What was my guy? M-Star broke it down to you. I'm not going to go into a long spiel. So now Come on, man.
Now you like M-Star, even though you hate Brits.
M-Star's different.
No. I'm saying he made sense of what he was saying.
You know, you could argue Gothar was making sense too, but that don't mean he's right.
He did. He did have some valid points on some of the stuff he was saying.
Let's take it up to Tom Phillips right now.
Of the hit show Arrow, Stephen Amell. Gentlemen, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
Let's get right into the questions from the WWE Universe. The first one up is, what is the strategy for you two going into tonight's match?
Well, Tom, I think there's a few different strategies. Obviously, the bull hammer is, you know, a very dangerous component that will be involved potentially in this match. That's to be avoided at all costs. Stardust is, you know, an unusual character. It's hard to predict what Stardust is going to do, but we're going to need to be, you know, aware of all possibilities at all times.
I'm just trying to make sure that I remember that the ring has four sides, that the ropes hurt a little bit if you run into them, and that the turnbuckles aren't particularly soft.
That's good to remember.
My strategy.
That's good to remember. This second question here is for Neville. What was the biggest hurdle that you had to jump through to get to the WWE?
The biggest hurdle, I encountered a few road bumps along the way, but I'd say the biggest hurdle would be my size. You know, this is WWE land of the Giants, and I don't exactly fit in. You know, I'm at least 100 pounds short of the nearest guy in my weight class, so that's certainly something that I've had to adapt to and work away, my way around. I've done that by, you know, the way that I wrestle and the style that I use in the ring.
Here's an interesting question. Will Neville ever appear alongside the Green Arrow on the hit show Arrow?
I don't do the casting for Arrow.
You can't work that out?
There's stuff that sometimes I can work out, but my responsibilities on Arrow when it comes to filming are so blanket and inclusive that for me to start worrying about stuff that happens down in California while we're busy filming up in Vancouver would be too much on my plate.
But never say never.
Never say never. That's right, man. Never say never.
It'd be a fun episode.
That'd be very fun.
One more question here. Are you at all nervous, Stephen, for your first ever match?
Yeah, of course. We're not at a house show on the east coast of Canada. We're at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, and it's SummerSlam, and it's the, you know, just based on history and time, it's the second most historic, prestigious pay-per-view in all of WWE. So I certainly picked an interesting spot to debut, but of course I'm nervous, but I'm always nervous in a positive way. I'm nervous before a big scene on set. I'm nervous before, I used to get nervous before football games in high school, and I'm certainly nervous to go out there in the ring, because you know, even if I handle myself really well, it's going to hurt. And just have to trust that the crowd and the adrenaline and my tag team partner will take care of me.
No doubt. One more question, Stephen, for you. A lot of your fans from Arrow watching here tonight only on the WWE Network. What can we expect from Arrow going forward?
Well, from Arrow, from season four,
yes,
of Arrow.
Yes.
I think that we have we're living in a bit of a bigger world this year on Arrow, a bit of a bigger universe. And getting into some stuff, some mystical things that I think that fans of Green Arrow are going to, especially fans of Green Arrow Year One, are really going to appreciate.
And Neville, why should fans tune in to the WWE Network tonight?
Tonight? Well, for this match alone, it's going to be, you know, a unique spectacle, unlike, I dare say, anything that's ever been seen in WWE before. You know, we are nervous, we are ready, we're excited, and we're going to make sure that we make a mark and that this match won't be forgotten, as well as the rest of SummerSlam. You know, you've got Brock facing Undertaker. That's going to, it's going to be huge. You do not want to miss this.
I walked past the Undertaker briefly. Whoa.
Terrifying.
Wow.
Yeah. Gentlemen, thank you, and best of luck tonight. Stephen Amell and Neville going in tag team action tonight against King Barrett and Stardust. That's only on the WWE Network. A big thank you to the WWE Universe for you.
All right, there you go. Well, at least he showed he's not an idiot.
Double, double A.
Yeah.
Neville said he was 100 pounds shorter. So
I heard that.
I know, 100 pounds shorter.
Hashtag 100 pounds shorter.
Exactly.
But got a question for you.
Go ahead.
You remember back at WrestleMania 18 when The Rock went one-on-one with Hogan, right?
Right.
What was Hogan's age then? He was about what?
Probably pushing 50 at that time.
Okay. Now, did it make any sense for Hogan to win that match?
No.
Same thing here. The Rock is going to be around. Rock was going to be around way longer than Hogan. And Hogan even got a title run, you remember, after that.
Yeah.
The point was that Hogan was freaking decrepit. He put on all good match, don't get me wrong. But there made no sense for him to win the match. Just like with Taker. Taker, at this age, shouldn't be beating Brock Lesnar. Mm-hmm. Just period. He shouldn't be beating nobody.
Okay, Jones.
Nobody.
We know the pain is creeping up on you.
It's not about pain. Unless he's fighting a jobber or somebody like Zack Ryder, okay, I get that. You can beat him. And for some reason, Surfer believes that this is just because he fighting Brock. He could be fighting traffic. He shouldn't be winning that. He should barely win that. But what I'm saying, anybody could be in there with him. Anybody. He shouldn't be beating him, period. Look how he looked, dude. He can't even tombstone him without straining. Come on, man. Let's be real.
Scott, did you give your pick? Okay. Hello? Did you give your pick, Scott, of Brock and Taker? I forgot.
Yeah, I said it didn't matter who wins and both are disappearing.
Right. Surfer, I know you said Brock, right?
Well, me?
Yes.
I said Undertaker.
You said Undertaker. I'm going with Undertaker as well. I think that Undertaker is going to win for the simple fact that they probably are going to carry on the feud. That would be the logic coming out. My heart says that Brock should win. Now, in the event that Brock wins, that would cement Brock's legacy as probably the baddest WWE superstar in history because he took out The Undertaker twice. But it's unlikely.
Been more than twice.
But no, I'm talking about, though, in the current state of affairs.
Oh, yeah.
If Undertaker wins, that would just mean that the feud is going to continue and they'll have a rubber match. But my heart says Brock, my brain says
Taker. But do you understand the logic? If you can beat him at Mania when your streak on the line, but you can beat him at SummerSlam?
It's a different Undertaker. But they're going to sell the fact that it's a different Undertaker.
What, that he kicked people in the nuts now?
Yep.
He's resurrected.
Tony, that's a very serious move.
He's been hanging out with Eric Cartman.
Exactly.
In the nuts.
Well, coming up, SummerSlam. Chat with us during the event in our network chat room. And, of course, we'll be back here in 4 hours' time at 11 p.m. for our post-show for SummerSlam. Of course, we'll hear from Tony C., Surfer, and everybody else, I'm sure, probably Scott and Phil and Rage and Dave and everybody. They'll be calling in with their thoughts, and we'll take your calls during the post-show. And that's that. So we hope everybody can attempt to enjoy SummerSlam, much like they enjoyed NXT last night, and much like they enjoyed MegaSlam some 2 hours ago. Which, by the way, we have an alternate cam. Angle of the final moments of MegaSlam. It is available on the Turnbuckle Throwbacks group page. I believe we can pipe some audio here. Let me see. Do we have, where is it? Here we go. It's the final moments, the final 30 seconds here. Let me see if the audio is...
Dave's taking it like a champ. Oh, 15 seconds. Finish it.
13.
Rangers finish it.
11.
10. 10. 9.
8. 7.
7. Oh. Dave finishes it. 3, 2. 2, 1.
Whoa.
Time is up, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Rage looked like he got stabbed in the stomach. Anyways, if you haven't seen the video, go on the Turnbuckle Throwbacks group page right now and check it out. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to this pre-show. Of course, like I said, we'll be back here in 4 hours for the post-show. So for everybody in the chat room, everybody listening live into my wonderful panel of Scott, Surfer, Tony C, I'm Double A. Enjoy SummerSlam. Remember, folks, don't bitch about this event, okay? It's a WWE-produced event, and just take it for what it is and make an attempt to enjoy it tonight. That's all I can tell you, all right?
Enjoy it for what it's worth.
Exactly. We'll see you in 4 hours at 11 o'clock for the push-up. Good night.